heart and soul of a nation, beckons the call. The voice of our forefathers heard in the distance.
A house divided against itself cannot stand.
To reclaim our honor.
Our soul. The challenges of a generation call out. Future generations hang in the balance. We choose liberty. This is the voice of a nation.
The nation.
And now, Malcolm.
Social justice, free speech, and the politically correct crowd. What more could you ask for, people? Only in America, huh? Only in America. Well, you watched that U.S. women's national soccer team, did you? They celebrated the, that's a big, big victory, second time around here in a row, over the Netherlands in the 2019 Women's World Cup. And big deal, a lot of patriotism there, a lot of high fives and celebratory, and people are juiced, and you know, and then it all kind of crashes. Of course, it started to crash before the big game. Some of the comments back and forth of one of the players and the president of the United States had already started before they even won or lost the game. Interesting. A lot of the attention has been put on this Megan Rapinoe. And there are other players as well that have come out that have been a little less edgy, a little less controversial. You see, they also had that ticker tape parade in New York City. And one of the players there, Alex Morgan of the soccer team, she as she was celebrating this World Cup, at the end of the parade, everybody got a chance to speak. She says, "I think that we've been known as America's favorite soccer team, but from here on out, we'll just be known as America's team." This is what Alex Morgan says. Well, that's nice. That makes you feel warm and fuzzy, doesn't it? America's team, as they kick us in the nuts, right? Sure, I'd buy that. No problem. And then, of course, Kelly O'Hara. Now, she was celebrated a bit. Her videos went viral because she was the one who picked up the flag when it had was tossed on the ground there, fell on the ground, as you recall. She's the one that quickly picked up that flag, and she had the post-game kiss and locker room, and people were juiced, and she got a lot of viral that a girl, big fives, for picking up the flag. And, you know, that's a good thing. God bless her for that, right? That's what the flag's not supposed to hit the ground, people. It's called basic respect. But today, there is no respect for the flag, clearly. We know that. That's been coming on for years. Patriotism is in the toilet for a lot of people, not for everybody, clearly. That's part of that divide we talk about all the time in America, right? So as a lot of these people were celebrating, you know, the one thing when you break it down, people, when it comes to sports players and it comes to entertainers and it comes to all of these kinds of people, I mean, anybody that's in the limelight, you know, you get your, you know, you've heard the saying, your couple of minutes of fame, when you have your couple of minutes of fame, right? What are you going to do with that fame when you get it? You know, do you blow it away and piss on patriotism, or do you do something with it? You know, I guess. But, you know, singers, actors, entertainers, movie people, sports players, basically, there's a part of America who would like them to shut up and play the game or sing the song or act the movie and leave the politics at home. And that's something we hear all the time from the right, the conservatives. That's what they would like, because most all of those players are aligned to the left. For whatever reason, a lot of these left-leaning people who see a different vision of America, the same people who bought all the social media outlets, own all the media outlets, and, you know, run the education system and really have the attention of America, run all this viral stuff and video stuff. It's the same as these players. A lot of these people in these professional settings are, well, they're left-leaning. Not all now, but a lot of them. Certainly the loudmouths are. And I guess that's part of my point today, people. Where are the conservatives all the time in this fight? I always find the conservatives afterward crying like a bunch of crybabies.
They said that about me. I don't like that. You know.
And yet the conservatives, they're the ones, the Republicans, they're always touting about free speech. They want everybody to say what's on their mind, right? Protect our Constitution. And then they're the same ones that cry all the time because the others rub their face in it. And they shut them down in the media, and the politically correct crowd takes over. And it's really become quite the game, and they stifle you. I mean, it's like, I'm like, you know, you keep doing the same thing and you keep banging your head and you expect a different result. And it never really changes people. We've been playing, this is like a broken record. It's like one of those broken, bent on 45 RPMs. It just keeps skipping to the same beat. We just bring a different social cultural crisis. We stick it in there and then we play the same game again. The left, they want to take everything that's important to the right and they want to drop it on the ground. They want to piss on it, burn it. They want to fight with you. And then the right, they'll say something for a little bit, then they'll go away and be quiet and whimper away like a hurt dog. And then the left will do it again. And this is kind of how it plays out in the country. If you watch this, you can time all of this with any of these social events. At some point, I start to look at these kinds of conversations. I try to rationalize with what is almost irrational to some of us. And there's something either weird or beautiful about the fact that the rights that we give people are the same rights that come back to hit us in the face. The fact that we want people to say what's on their mind and we want people to have these kinds of spats. But we want that a little bit, but we also want them to, you know, protect our flag. I guess maybe we think the flag and patriotism is off limits. You really shouldn't be mocking that. You should have respect, right? Well, sure, God-loving, decent people would have respect for that, but not everybody people. Now, on the surface here, when you listen to the words of this Megan Rapinoe, and for some, she's a cultural phenomenon right now. She's a superstar rock star for a good part of the country, actually. And then there's part of the country who hate her guts, who would like to see her break her foot and never play soccer again. I want you to listen to the words from Megan Rapinoe. Let's hear it from her mouth right now. And this is what she says in her message to America at that ticker tape parade.
This is my charge to everyone. We have to be better. We have to love more, hate less. We got to listen more and talk less. We got to know that this is everybody's responsibility. Every single person here. Every single person who's not here. Every single person who doesn't want to be here. Every single person who agrees and doesn't agree. It's our responsibility to make this world a better place.
Well, that sounds brave enough, people, if you listen to those words. She says, you just heard it, this is my charge to everyone. We have to be better. We have to love more. We have to hate less. We got to listen more and talk less. Let me decipher that for you a little bit. Everybody but me, Megan says. That's what she really means by that. Yeah, you have to love more. You have to be better. You have to hate less. You have to listen more and talk less. But not me. I'm going to be a loudmouth bitch, and I'm going to say what I want to say. See, so that speech is beautiful, well written. I don't know if she just came up with that or if that was written by a speechwriter. I don't know. She says, we got to know that this is everybody's responsibility. Now, define everybody for me, people, will you please? Every single person here, every single person who's not here, every single person who doesn't want to be here, every single person who agrees and doesn't agree, it's our responsibility to make this world a better place. So how do you do that? Well, you do that by having a pissing contest with the president of the United States is how you do that. That makes the world a uniquely better place, doesn't it, people? She says, I think this team does an incredible job of taking that on our shoulders and understanding the position that we have and the platform that we have within this world. Yeah, we play sports. Yeah, we play soccer. Yes, we're female athletes, but we're so much more than that. You're so much more than that. Rah! You can hear the crowd just applauding people. Oh, man. And then, of course, she ends it with, oh, man, New York City, you're the mother flipping best. Yeah, that's in the public venue with the family when you're watching and the kids. She likes the F word. She uses it a lot. Sometimes she'll put mother in front of it or Father Fletcher or other things, but that's one of her favorite words in her vocabulary, clearly. She uses it in public venues regularly. fact, she's apologized for using it so much. That's part of that free speech thing, people, right? The challenge, where this really gets interesting now, is, and by the way, she's I believe she's a co-captain. I think she's the co-captain of the team or something like that. She has sort of a position there. So she's been challenging President Trump, and she started the night before, by the way. Actually, she started well before that, but some of these interviews were happening just a day or two before here. And she says he needs to start showing he cares for every single American, saying his message is excluding groups of Americans. Now, a lot of this becomes the media propaganda that's been taken out of context, clearly, because the president has been showcased as a racist SOB, a xenophobe, a hateful, rotten guy who doesn't like anybody. So it's why he visits the urban cities. It's why, you know, unemployment for the minority communities are at record lows. It's why he has everybody at the White House, every particular facet group of America. I believe the president realizes that America does not equal white. America is a diverse country, always has been, always will be. So the left doesn't buy that exactly. In fact, they're more racist. It's funny how they love to throw they use racist, just, it's constant. It's so sickening, people. You see Pelosi use racist the other day. You see AOC. They're starting to fight within the party. They're eating their own now, which I think is really spectacular, that now they've turned racist onto themselves. I think racism ought to consume them and should hopefully eat them alive and tear them apart, because they've been using it for decades now to tear America apart and divide the people. It ain't we the people. It's divide the people. That's how they start their speech. Divide the people. Sadly, huh? So Megan is talking to Anderson Cooper, you know, the famous Anderson Cooper from the CNN, the big, mighty CNN, the one that's got mega ratings and is kicking everybody's butt, doing fabulous because they're so honest and ethical, you see. And so she says to the president now, to Cooper, your message is excluding people. You're excluding me. You're excluding people that look like me. You're excluding people of color. You're excluding Americans that maybe support you. And this is, you know, this is her message. She goes on to say, we need to have a reckoning. And then she makes these implications of Trump's Make America Great Again slogan. She says, because you're harking back to an era that was not great for everyone. It might have been great for a few people, and maybe America is great for a few people right now, but it's not great for enough Americans in this world, she said. And as she's talking to the president, you have an incredible responsibility as the chief of this country to take care of every single person. You need to do better for everyone, okay? And then she says she's not going to her favorite word, the effing White House, you see? And no, win or lose, she wasn't going to go. Now, the president shot back, and he actually did this really well. Big shoulders here. So he shot back and said that if they win, should they win, maybe they should finish the job and first win before she talks. And then he said, we haven't yet invited Megan or the team, but I am now inviting the team, win or lose. So he did say that publicly, even though Kellyanne and others have come out and said there really wasn't an invitation. I mean, the president said that. And then he went on to say, Megan should never disrespect our country, the White House, or our flag, especially since so much has been done for her and the team. Be proud of the flag that you wear. And so, people, there's this disconnect. It's a constant disconnect, you know? And so then Rapino goes another step further. And she says, and she doubles down and triples down then. And she says, well, she's not going to allow the White House to put them on display. It didn't make sense for us at all, adding that there are so many other people I would rather talk to and have meaningful conversations with than in Washington, than him or the White House. And then she comes out and she says she's going to accept the invitations from Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, the Senate Minority Leader Chucky Schumer of New York, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She's going to accept their invitations. Everyone's interested in going to Washington. And she says her teammates are not going to do this either. They're not going to participate in the White House, but they'll participate in the rest. Now, all this, people, is designed to embarrass the president. Now, the left is loving this. The power seekers on the left are, that Meghan is a complete rock star. She's a hero. She's a megastar. She's a superstar. She's a mother flipping you know what. She's going to be it. They love her. And so they've got her high on a pedestal because now they can use her as a weapon and as a figure. Look at this amazing woman who just won again in the soccer, the women's, and celebrates America, the patriotism, and then tears it down by using patriotism as a weapon. So instead of preaching her words, instead of really understanding the words that she puts out there, where we need to be better, we have to be better, we have to reach higher, we have to, you know, listen more, talk less. She does none of that. So she does none of what she preaches. Everything she puts out there, she just totally voids all of that. She doesn't participate in anything she puts out there. So that's for other people, but not for herself. And again, she'll get sucked up, as she's already started with the power seekers, you know, the Alyssa Milano crowd. You see that group, right? That's the group that will eat her alive, and she becomes their hero, their folk hero. And nothing is accomplished because what's happening is they're using their fame to get what they want because it's all about celebratory attention and status. That's all it is. And so this is her way to get that celebratory status for her period of time. And everybody's got to understand that. I mean, that's all Meghan is doing. It's all the team is going to do. They're going to grab their few minutes of fame and they're going to ride it for all that they can. And the others are going to celebrate them. And if they have to step on patriotism or step on America or step on our military or vets, so be it. I mean, they'll sleep just fine at night. They're not really worried about it because they're going to make a lot of money. Their status is high and it's all good. And in the meantime, they can kick the president around a little bit, you see? And where are we? We're really nowhere, people, because this is what happens in America. This is a constant, consistent drip, 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 drip. As the Republic continues to drip, 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 all the way to hell in a handbag. It just continues on. Just a different day, same story, different culture, different crisis you can throw in there, and that's where we're at. When you break it down and you really start to study these kinds of problems, you have to begin to ask yourself, at least I know I do, why does this happen consistently as a people, as a country? Why are we at such odds with each other? And does the president represent all the people? And does he come across, he said that in his comments back to her, she's not accepting that. And it comes back to ideology, doesn't it, people? It's their version and vision of America versus the other vision and version of America. This always becomes these two shining cities on a hill. They're different. They're not the same people. And that in part and parcel is where we start the conversation today.
Listen to Malcolm, the voice of a nation, on iHeartRadio or our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa.
As we say, let the silent voices be heard. Shadow banning, editing, censorship, blocking, and adherence to political correctness are seen as serious threats to our God-given right to free speech. Suppressing free speech, the very cornerstone of our society, is not in the best interest of our listeners, readers, and those who provide our content. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio. Enter in here Bob McCarthy. You've heard Bob on the platform before. He's a disabled Cold War Marine, political activist, founding member of Code of Vets. Bob, what really gets you about this story? Now, you know, I find it's a broken record. I find all these sort of cultural crisis events, we do this by, you know, you can set your clock to it. You can set your whole motion to this kind of a conversation, Bob. It never really changes. The left are brilliant at using these things to get under our skin. But don't you think the right allows this to happen?
Oh, there's so many angles, Malcolm. And thank you for having me on. But the White House will put them on display. They make themselves the spectacles. They do. They're so...
The soccer team you're talking about, right?
they just believe that the American,
but not to the big part of the country who love them, not to the Alyssa Milano group. They love them. They're not a spectacle to them.
And yes, all those socialist Democrats, and they're crazy. All right, if you think of socialist Democrats, if you think of Muslim countries, who are the first people that are going to get hurt or get gotten rid of? It's gays or any alternative lifestyle people. They changed the definition of everything, like New England weather, for crying out loud. Remember Bruce Jenner? Bruce Jenner, I believe he had the flag wrapped around him as he did his laps before he did the big change, you know, presently. All athletes, all soccer teams, if you have, my son is huge into soccer. Manchester United is his team. They have pride in their flag. Spain, Italy, all these other countries. You mess with that flag, they're going to take you out.
Bob, why don't these people have why don't they cherish our flag? Why don't they cherish patriotism? Tell me why.
I don't get why, but I think of the flag myself as a Marine. I think of Iwo Jima, and it's raised up there in victory, and as they should have raised it in victory. What I don't get is why – well, I get it. It's their socialist game, okay? The LGBT, they're like one half of 1% is who they are in this country, yet they want to be the controlling party.
Well, because the smallest voices have the loudest, Bob.
Yeah. They think that, you know, they should be in charge. They need more rights than everyone else. And that's a crock of baloney. I mean, they're athletes, yes. They're gifted, yes. They should treasure the gift that God gave them. Mm-hmm. We expect them to entertain us. We expect to have some relaxation from our daily life. A lot of people have very hard lives. And that's our downtime, to enjoy soccer, football, baseball, whatever it is. And to have this thrown in our face, yes, they have a percentage that is, well, listen to everything they say, applaud everything they say, and hold them in high esteem. I just want to puke. When I saw what they did, they dropped our flag. Like I said, Iwo Jima. That's what I think of a flag.
So you don't understand in your heart, though, why they're disrespecting the flag and patriotism so much. You don't really know why, do you? You're perplexed, correct or wrong?
They're trying to tear our country apart.
But why do they want to tear the country apart if this country is what makes them great, Bob? What gives them the opportunity to play soccer? Why do they want to tear the country apart? I'm trying to understand why.
That's the twisted mentality. It makes absolutely no sense.
Okay.
I mean, like they said, Trump, he gives more people more rights. He's trying to keep our rights. Who's eroding our rights? Mm-hmm. The socialist Democrats that are in Washington, D.C. right now. They're constantly eroding our rights. Who's trying to stop it? Donald Trump. If for some reason they're totally engaged in taking him out.
Well, they're engaged with taking him out, Bob, because they don't like his free speech. They don't like his mouth.
Yes.
They don't like what he says. They think the president should shut up and just do his job. They don't like his Twitter. They don't like a lot.
Megan just did the same dang thing with all her
F-bombs. Well, she did more than that. She used her platform. All right, let's bring in Ava Armstrong to this conversation. Now, everybody knows Ava's a political commentator, radio personality here, a best-selling author. Ava, why do they use patriotism and the flag to get even? Why are they using that to get even?
I really think it's to get attention, to be honest with you. I don't think they really believe they're going to get even by doing that. It's an attention-getting tool. It's a way to denigrate America, and that's what they're all about.
But do you know why they're doing that? I agree with what you just said, but let's break that down a little bit further, though.
Yeah,
do you understand why they're doing it?
Yep. The end goal is to completely remove the Constitution and all of our founding principles. That's what their goal is.
Bingo.
And they're employing the Cloward Piven strategy, okay? And that is to sow discontent amongst Americans. And they are trying very hard to do that, and this Megan Rapinoe chick is doing it big time.
Yeah, I don't think, though, you give her too much credit. I don't think Megan Rapinoe has the brain power for what you just said. Let me just put that out there, please, Ava. I don't think she's doing that, quite honestly. I think she's a puppet in a bigger game.
Yeah, yep.
Absolutely, as I pointed out. But I don't think she's doing that. I think she's just getting her 2 minutes of fame. She's not bright enough to figure out what you just said. Sorry.
No, and I can blow holes in all of the things that she says. For example, mm-hmm. she claims she's fighting for equality of pay for women in soccer. Mm-hmm. Well, in 2015, the latest record that I have, this is from the Federalist, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's an article that women's soccer made $73 million, okay?
Okay.
And men's soccer made $4
billion. Wow.
Now, the women's cut was 13%, and the men's cut was 9%.
And she wants equal pay, though.
So there is a pay gap in soccer. The women are actually making more than the men percentage-wise.
There you go, sister. There you go.
So, see, I'm shooting holes in her theory.
But let me ask you this, Dave. Why are the men more popular than the women? Can you answer me that? I'm curious.
I just think it's a thing, you know, that competition, and I think more men than women watch sports overall.
Okay.
And they can relate more to men.
Do you think in a weird sort of way, Aver, it's possible or potential that they know what you just said and that they use this outlandish platform and these comments and remarks to maybe raise the awareness of women in soccer? Is that possible?
You have to understand this is the feminist construct. Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Feminists want to replace men. They want to be men. Okay. It doesn't work for me. But anyways, pink hair aside and everything else, I'll tell you a real quick story. Sitting in a pub, okay, mm-hmm. with a bunch of veterans, which I had no idea. This was the day this took place, this game. And it was on these big screens in this pub, and it was a bunch of veterans in there. They were all cheering, USA, USA, and she won. And then the flag went down on the ground. They were supposed to have a photograph taken with the American flag. And Megan Rapinoe threw the flag down on the ground. They almost stepped on it, or somebody might have. And then O'Hara came and grabbed the flag and sort of rescued it. But it was quite awful to see that. And all of a sudden, everybody that was in the pub with me stopped yelling USA. And they were throwing things at the TV.
Wow.
I mean, this was crazy.
Wow. Let's talk about that flag and the respect of the flag. And I want to bring in Susan Price. Susan's an investigative researcher, a patriot, veteran advocate, and Gold Star mother, commentator, columnist here at America Out Loud. All right, Susan, you have a very passionate column conversation about this topic. And it's entitled Protest Against the National Anthem and an FU to the Trump Administration. And those were really the comments coming from Megan Rapinoe there. Now, as a Gold Star mother, there's a serious part to patriotism that sort of Bob alluded to a bit when we started talking here. And not to brush by the importance of patriotism, but and touch on why that is so wrong in your eyes as a veteran yourself, as a patriot, as a Gold Star mother, as one whose son gave up his life for this country. Why is it so wrong?
Oh, God. Let me tell you, Malcolm, this is a gash to our soul, all Gold Star families and veterans. That flag, our flag, has draped my son's casket and those who came before him. And I'm also a generational Gold Star mother. My great-grandmother lost her youngest son to World War II. I, as the daughter of a Marine, grew up knowing one of the first things when I could speak. My father taught us the importance of the flag that represents our freedoms and our liberties. Each one of us have a more powerful voice than the men that fought on battlefields and were alive to come back. And let me tell you, it makes me sick to see the left just destroy every little piece of freedom that we have. And they are using this huckster, this Huckleberry speaker, this domestic terrorist, mm-hmm. that they've weaponized, and they do it to everyone that they can, whether you're Hollywood or media, sports players, people in Congress. anything they can to weaponize against those of us conservatives. And it doesn't even matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican. First of all, we're all Americans living in a free country. Most of us want the same thing, right? But yet you have these commie socialists that want to take that right away from us. Well, I'll tell you what, those of us who are patriots, first of all, before we wear an R as a Republican to vote, we're the ones coming back fighting. And I can tell you, I've had hundreds all over social media, hundreds after hundreds, pissing and moaning over this. This is a tragedy that took place.
Susan?
Watching a game and then seeing our flag almost hit the ground. Yeah, there's a lot of food throwing at bars, restaurants, and homes, and a lot of swearing going on.
Okay. Susan, do you, can I tell you why they are doing this?
They don't even know what they don't know, Malcolm.
Right. But can I tell you why they're doing this?
Oh, sure.
They're doing this to get under your skin.
Well, and they did, because they had a good cry, because unless you lose a son, daughter, husband, or wife to war, and you're in that battlefield, you don't know what that feels like. The loss in the void is so deep. And to see someone pissing over that, and that platform that is entitled them to gain a big voice of the nation, boy, that hurts. But I'll tell you what, it only hurt me for so long, because then it pissed me off. And I come back fighting and leading a charge with thousands of people across the United States, people that don't comment ever on an article, that are now stepping up and want to do something because they're tired of this. We are no longer in the Obama administration. This is President Trump's administration, the administration for all Americans. So in the end, most Americans will thank President Trump, but those that are still sleeping, yeah, they're going to get a wake-up call from us patriots.
See, the left does not see it that way. They don't see President Trump as a president for all America. They don't see it that way. They just don't. They see him as a very controversial figure, and one who says things that he shouldn't say. And they see him in conflict to what they really see also as their America. There's the ideology, again, behind all of this. Let me ask you something. I want to go around the table here a moment. Something really important here. We take great offense. Patriots always take great offense when patriotism is violated in any way, and specifically our flag. We did this when they were kneeling at the football games. We've done this when they burnt the flag. We've done this in any way when they've taken out the national anthem out of the schools, when they've taken away In God We Trust, all of the things they're trying to do to dismantle the America we know and love and wish to preserve for the future. And so that's what they do. So here's the question. We also prop up, Susan, free speech and free rights, and you have the right to speak, do, act, and you can act like an idiot. This is America, Susan. You're entitled to do and say what you want to say. We give you those rights to do that. You can, and you have a right if you want to burn the flag. Nothing says that you can't do that. I mean, they're not going to lock you up for it. So the question is it time? Is it time in this country that we need to protect the flag? Should there be a law ahead? Should we have some sort of an amendment that protects patriotism, that protects the flag? Is that possible? Is that something we should look at, Susan?
I believe that President Trump should write up an executive order that says anybody that denigrates the flag should be held responsible.
How do we hold them responsible? Do we send them to jail? Do we give them
fine
no dinner?
They should be fined, especially if you are representing America. And you're wearing our colors. The world is watching you. Why should we let our own embarrass us and disrespect?
Because we gave them the rights to do that. Bob, what do you say to that? Yes. Is it time for a law? Is it time for some sort of an order, something that we can hold on to that protects our flag, patriotism? Is that silly, or are we at that road?
As far as an amendment, at this point, I'm not sure if it'll pass because it has to go through, what is it, 2/3 of the states? Executive order, definitely, because it is ridiculous. The rest of the world is laughing at us because these fools are representing us. Like I said, if you watch any international competition, every team cherishes their flag. They're listening to the national anthem. They're crying, just unstoppable tears. And it's just insane. And to Susan's point, they've never gotten a flag handed to them for a loved one that served and protected all our rights as citizens. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's something that goes deeper. Any military person, any law enforcement officer, they wear that flag, the American flag, with pride. And to just desecrate it like that is just foolish. It's unconscionable. It's unforgivable in my eyes. And okay. It has to be fixed.
Ava, is it possible that we could do something like this? Because, I mean, we keep talking about, and we're so offended by the flag and by when patriotism is destroyed, as it is in this case. Could something happen?
I believe very strongly in the First Amendment, and I would not want to see our First Amendment thwarted in any manner. Mm-hmm. And I know flag burning is extremely offensive, and I am very, very much against it. Mm-hmm. However, I do want people to have that freedom. And you're probably wondering, why would I want to watch such a despicable act? Mm-hmm. But it tells you an awful lot about the person who's doing that despicable act. So for me to thwart that or stop it, I mean, all the people who died in all those wars before us, they died for this. They died for freedom of speech, for the ability to be able to do such a despicable act as burn our American flag.
I mean, we see this go on all the time, Ava. We see these. We see the disrespect put to the flag. We see the disrespect for patriotism. Again, it's being used. It's definitely being weaponized. I mean, it's being used to, as I said to Susan, to irk the right. It's to get under their skin. Susan brings up a very emotional and one of the most key decisive points of this issue in this conversation is that because she, as a Gold Star mother, she can speak in a different tone than most of us can. Having paid the price with her family that has paid for that, I mean, she's had a different vantage point. But when you take Susan and you multiply her with all of our military and all of our Gold Star families, you can see why this would be so egregious, so in your face, and how it's so offensive. So then you have to question, where are we at patriotism in our country? You know, do we hold those rights in high esteem, or do we begin to bend the rules and change some of the things when it comes to the Bible or in God we trust, or things like patriotism and the flag and allegiance, and whether it's dropped on or burnt on or pissed on or whatever it is? You have to begin to ask yourself, what sort of America do we want? You know, a fool is a fool, an idiot is an idiot. You're never going to change that, people. People are going to be who they are. And that was said here on the program a moment ago. And the question is, good people have to rise up beyond all of that. The weaponization of patriotism, wow.
Our global experts are brilliant writers and engaging hosts on a mission of a lifetime. You'll find the latest news and inspiration on the front page of AmericaOutloud.com.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount, or call 844-869-9958.
It's your news and entertainment network. News blogs, informative podcasts, entertaining videos, or listen to 24/7 talk radio on our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa. We the People, AmericaOutloud.com is the voice of liberty and justice for all. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
So what about entertainers, sports players, actors using their platforms? Should they not be allowed to do that?
Well, I'm a writer. I'm an author, and I use my platform.
There you go.
And I use it to make a voice of a conservative very loud. So I think
it's a great point.
Freedom is the big thing we need to have here. We need freedom. And it's a beautiful
thing. In other words, that trumps everything you say, right? Not to
it
be.
It does.
Right?
It truly does. Because if
I love it the way you always go back to that.
If you really listen to what these people are doing and saying, we need to give them a forum so that they can tell us all these evil things they plan to do or say or whatever. You know, if they're going to burn the flag or disrespect America in any way, we want to give that a voice. And why do we want to give that a voice? We want them to make their case so that we can vote against them. This is how this works. It's very interesting. I wanted to mention one more thing about this. I spoke with somebody on Twitter who was from the Netherlands, and they asked me point blank, is it that bad in America? And I said, no. I said, many, many Americans are very strongly for President Trump. He's wonderful. And the Netherlands think President Trump is a wonderful guy. So it was a very interesting little chat that I had back and forth.
Yeah, that is interesting. There is a perception in the world that is far different than what people see and what is really happening here. But that's because that's the perception that the media heads put out there, Ava. And that's being heard, seen, and watched all over the world. And like somebody said earlier on the program here, we look like damn fools. And yeah, we do. But that's all part of the American experiment, isn't it, Ava? Now, you just put out so well what you just said, by the way. And that's a kind of a, I want that to resonate over to Susan and Bob a moment, what you just put out there. Because, you see, America wouldn't be America if we didn't let these people be jackasses, right?
Exactly.
I mean, that's the whole deal here. We're supposed to do that. Susan, do you understand that?
Oh, I more than get it. But I also see, being involved with politics, exactly what the left is doing. And they're using this woman as a political pawn and her team to feed the media so people all over the world can have a different viewpoint of what's really going on.
Shouldn't we just call them out like we're doing right here, Susan? I mean, isn't that what we're supposed to do, right? We're calling them out. I mean, let's face it. Megan Rapinoe has problems. I mean, she's got issues. I mean, let's call it what it is, Susan. She's a hateful young woman who's got problems in her life. And when I hear the president come out and say, win or lose, I will invite the team to the White House, that to me was a big moment. That was a moment where and you know, Ava, I love when the president does that because he rises above the clutter. And you know how I am about that, Ava. I love it when he rises above the clutter, if he could just stay there a bit. And that would be the leadership that would lead the country. Here's what I really hope. And I got to say this to all three. I got to say this to everybody. I think this is a real interesting moment for the country. If somebody could get a hold of Megan Rapinoe and really talk to this woman, who I think inside of herself probably has a heart. I'm sure she has a soul. I know she's got some kind of a brain. And if somebody could really sit her down and say, or listen to the program we're having right now and say, you know what, Megan, there's an opportunity here. There's an opportunity to really bridge the divide in this country. Forget the political strikes. Forget all of this nonsense that the political elites do. And forget the political operatives who run the parties, who Susan always points out, who want the globalist. Forget all that nonsense. Let's talk about America. Let's simple possible denominator. The president said what he said. Now imagine if we could get a camera op, a moment for this country where Megan Rapinoe and Donald Trump were at a rally or at a moment or at the White House or in the Rose Garden or at wherever that is, they're somewhere. And imagine if they had a coming together moment. Imagine that, where the president celebrated this young woman, finally realized what it was all about, celebrated the president at least for what he has done, could absolutely have disagreements with him, but that's what makes America America. And I can't seem to get people to understand that's the beauty of our country. And they don't want to understand that. But imagine if we could have such a moment and have the president and this Megan Rapinoe come together and put that out there. What would that look like?
You're being extremely naive, but I love you. I want to tell you what would happen, Malcolm, if that did take place. The left would throw Megan under the bus so quickly your head would spin, okay? That's how it would end.
Well, I said imagine that.
I've heard people say they don't like him, but then when they meet him, there's an aura that they do respect him because of the genuineness of being there, meeting him. He's a real person. Mm-hmm. The MSM just destroys him, and they take sound bites and they cut it for their own purposes. And he's doing this for us. And to Ava's point, I agree with, we have to protect our First Amendment rights. Yes, and I want to know why they're burning the flag. They want to have a topic, a conversation. That's what we need, not this finger pointing and screaming.
They want to get under your skin, violence. Buddy. I told you.
They just want violence to promote their cause and their tools. They use their tools.
Absolutely.
But right. It is a slippery slope if we do, they've been curbing our rights as we're been asleep. And, this is all the culmination of many, many years. On the other hand, that flag, the national anthem, when I hear the national anthem, I mean, Susan, probably the same dang thing. I have a spine tingle up and down my spine. I lock it up. I stay on attention. I'm focused. It means so much to me because, and you can take probably everyone who's ever served in the military, maybe not everybody, but most of them. You hear that national anthem, you see the flag, and you're all locked up, and you're standing at attention, and you love your flag.
That feeling you describe, it happens to every one of us on this call right now, and I'm going to venture to guess probably 90% of the listeners right now would agree and feel the same way you just said. But let me ask you this now. Do you believe in your heart of hearts that Megan Rapinoe has that same feeling?
No. She's
you don't believe she has the same feeling?
I think she's self-centered. She's all about herself. And they've elevated her, made her, feel like she's important, almost like Judas. They're giving her a bag of gold coins, and she's taking it. And
she's So you don't believe she has. Susan, do you believe she has the same feeling?
No, I don't. And I just want to say, had it been the rainbow flag, she wouldn't have dropped it or wanted to step on it.
Exactly.
And at that parade, if you would have watched, oh my gosh, she made a comment that says, hide your children, hide your wives. I've got the keys to the city, bitches, and I'm coming for you.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
What does that mean? That's just, you don't say that in front of children. I have grandchildren. I mean, come on. You're supposed to be a mentor.
Yeah,
you're representing.
There was one other comment she made, too. She yelled, I deserve this. And I always thought it was about teamwork,
Yeah.
So, Ava, question to you, I want to ask you the same question. Does she have that feeling that we get when the Pledge of Allegiance, when the flag, does she get the same feeling, you think?
She is an angry lesbian, okay? And I have friends that are lesbians, and they don't act like her. They're very proper and very nice people.
I have
nothing against lesbians. I have friends that are lesbians.
Why do you have to say you have nothing against? Why do you have to qualify that?
Well,
I don't understand.
Need to qualify that because I'm conservative, and a lot of people are going to be shocked.
Why you have to call it out. I mean, I would never have to say that because it should be obvious. But I'm not sure why we feel like we have to qualify that. I don't.
Oh, you do. You just do in today's world.
Really?
It's all about content of character for me. Mm-hmm. I don't care about race, gender, whatever the heck you want to call yourself. It's all about what kind of character are you? What kind of principles do you hold?
Right.
That's all that matters to me.
See, yeah. I hear those words, but I think the Republican Party does care about that. They've made part of their brand that they don't like gay, they don't like homosexuality, they don't like a lot of this.
No.
Certainly,
no.
Absolutely they have. The Christian right no. has. And it's very clear. I mean, I get those articles in all the time on America Out Loud. And they call them out constantly. Come on.
You remember the BLM? It was Texas, I think. There was a rally. He showed up at a Trump rally to protest, and they told him to come up on stage. And he broke down and he said, I can't believe the love I feel here. And he turned. He switched. He's a Trumper now. He left the BLM. Yeah. And that's the reality of it. You get them to just engage and talk. The problem is they want us in a fight. That's what their goal is.
Well, Bob, part of the problem is this. When we have to qualify things and say, you know what, but I like lesbians. Yeah, but I like black people. But I like those people with pink hair. What you're really saying is you don't.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to quantify it realistically. No.
No.
Right there puts, in my mind, it puts that they feel there's a barrier.
Well, the left has used that very well against the right. And they continue to use all this, including the flag and the pledge and all of that. So when
I disagree with you on one point, Malcolm. I think the right has moved much more to the center, and the left has moved much more radically to the left.
Sure.
Yeah, they've gone hard left.
Sure. Yes. Yeah, we agree with that. I agree with that. Absolutely. You can't see the left anymore. They're so far gone. They made a U-turn. You can't see them anymore.
They left America. They left America.
You cannot see them. You just simply cannot see them. Yeah. I mean, no matter what kind of a navigational system you have, you cannot go that far left anymore. You understand? That's not America. So they're beyond the boundaries of America. Let's call that what it is. There's no doubt about it. We can all agree with that. But Ava, when I ask everybody the question, and then I asked you, does Megan Rapinoe, does she get that feeling in her spine when the Pledge of Allegiance is played?
No.
You think no as well. Bob thinks no. See,
not a chance.
Okay. Now, and I respect that. See, I think she does get that feeling. I would disagree with all of you. I think she does get that feeling, Bobby, in the spine that we all get. I really do believe that, which is why they wrap themselves in it and what have you. I don't think that's the question or the quandary. I think they're using the flag. And by the way, Megan is not the one who dropped the flag or burnt the flag. Or let's be clear that we get this right, Susan. She's not the one that pissed on the flag. You understand?
Exactly.
Right, let's be sure we're calling facts here, okay? All right.
Mm-hmm. It's in my article.
Well, I just don't want people to take out of context that we're suggesting she did that, Susan.
Yeah,
no, she said some pretty...
Her thing is she didn't want to stand for the national anthem.
That's right.
Until the federal regulators of the U.S. team said, no, this is a new policy now, and you have to.
That's right.
It's
that was a beautiful thing.
604-1.
Yeah, absolutely. And Susan's got that policy in her article, by the way, on AmericaOutloud.com, friends, and it gets into all of the pieces of this. But you're right, Susan. There was a policy that the Soccer Federation, right, they have in place there, which says you will stand, right?
You're representing America. You need to stand out of respect.
I love that.
For America, your fellow American, okay? So you're a non-believer, you're an anti-American. I wanted to mention that there's a hockey coach that called out his team and said, anybody who's not going to stand and respect the anthem and our flag, get the hell out of here now.
You're out. Yes, that was awesome.
We're seeing more and more of that for sure. Let's go around the table one last time here, and let me ask you here. When we talk about this in a big picture moment here, will this ever change? I mean, does this ever change, Ava? We've drawn out a pretty good argument here of why this is happening. I mean, they're using it for their few minutes of fame. And you said, you know, it's ridiculous to think that they would ever come together. So you don't have any hope that these forces will ever come together, right? It is what
no.
it is.
No, we're in a fight for the soul of America, as you say on America Out Loud.
Yep.
And this is it, man. I'll tell you right now, this is it.
Yeah.
There
yeah, these
is
conversations
nothing more important. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. These conversations we have, Ava, on a regular basis, you're so right, are front and center to this fight of the it's a fight of humanity. It's the fight of the heart and soul of the country here.
And where we will win it will be at the ballot box.
That's exactly it, love. That's exactly it. Which is why I so applaud you, Miss Armstrong, when you say, and you always stay true to the Constitution and the First Amendment, of the importance of that, that you don't buckle ever in saying, you know what? And because that you can't have it both ways. Bob, you cannot put out there that, you know, we're going to give you all free speech. We're going to give you the rights to be an idiot, free expression, do what you want. We can't say that and then cut them off at the pass every time they want to do something we don't like, Bob. You see?
Yes, but especially on Twitter, the only one that gets free speech is the left. The right gets no free speech. So they're out there saying that they need their free speech. They need their free speech. But they're stopping our speech. They're calling it hate speech. They're calling it racist. So, and it's a war. It is a war. Bernie Sanders, if you look at everything he says in his rallies, and someone just made the point, it's the same thing that Stalin wrote years ago when the Soviet Union actually had a constitution.
Right.
So it's insane. And it's socialism 101. They didn't think that they could gain this much footing as fast as they did. They actually figured it would take another 30, 40 years.
Obama put them there.
That America was so easy to take. Ever since Berlin Wall fell, that was a joke, a sham. Yeah. They knew we would let our guard down and they could advance their cause. And that's what I believe.
Susan, last word on the fight ahead, the left versus right. Where do we go?
It empowers the conservatives and the patriots, and we will not allow them, the left, to steal our soul or our children's innocence. And that's what I protect. These people are supposed to be mentors and leaders and representatives, and they want to weaponize everything. But I am protecting my children and my grandchildren. Where we end up, I think that we will win, but it's going to be a battle. And that it is a battle of the will and the soul, for sure.
Well, as Ava says moments ago here, it is it's a fight, as we say here at America Out Loud, people, for the heart and soul of America. You know, this saying I use about advancing humanity, advancing the conversation, whatever that is. Don't sit on the sidelines, people, whatever you do. You'll need to get involved. And I want to please remind you to invite your Democrat friends and your moderates to this program. Please invite them in, and hopefully they'll learn something about what it means to be an American, what it means to be patriotic. Because we stand for the flag here. We salute the flag. And we understand. It's time to get involved and get loud.